You're listening to SBS News.
For those who have only known one British monarch, today was as significant as it was sombre.
Well, she's always been my queen ever since I've been alive. And I think she showed extraordinary service and a great humility, just as her saviour did. So, it's quite a strange day, really.
At noon, bells tolled out across Sydney, one strike for every year of the Queen's life. Her loyal subjects across the nation paid tribute to a life of service, humility and loyalty.
She was an amazing woman. Devotion to service went above everything. An absolute role model to everyone and, role model for the whole world. Just her faith, her family, wonderful.
She absolutely has had an incredible life. It's fascinating that we have, you know, one of the big historical figures, really, that she's lived through most of the great events of the 20th century, and it's just an end of the era.
Across the country, state and territory leaders and their governors attended ceremonies in honour of Her Majesty. Premiers and those who represent the Crown all reflected on the monarch's steadfast commitment to her role. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet noted the support she provided many charities throughout her patronage.
Her spirit of service, the kindness, the grace that she held herself with during her entire reign has made our world a much better place.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews recalled the Queen officially opening Melbourne's new Royal Children's Hospital in 2011 and attending a luncheon afterwards.
And I was struck by the fact that, you know, even then, despite her age, despite just her longevity of service, her commitment to her job, her commitment to her task, and to all those who look to her for example and for inspiration, was a truly and deeply impressive thing.
Western Australia's Governor Christopher Dawson thanked Her Majesty for her unwavering love.
Her reign of 70 years has been a beacon of stability through decades of rapid change, both here, Great Britain, and throughout the world. In doing her duty, she pledged her whole life to the service of Australia and the entire Commonwealth. She has fulfilled that pledge with grace, dignity, and a tireless commitment to duty.
Flags nationwide remain at half-mast as church services are held for the woman, dubbed the Defender of the Faith. As the head of the Anglican Church, the monarch is dear to many. During her numerous trips to Australia, the Queen often visited Sydney's St Andrew's Cathedral. People gathered there on Friday to celebrate her life. The Dean of Sydney, Sandy Grant, was among them.
I was shocked. People in churches, ministers, especially in a cathedral, have been contemplating the possibility for some time, and we have plans. But actually, like when any loved one dies, even if you're expecting it, you're never really ready, and the tears can come.
The Queen visited Australia 16 times. On a blustery day in 1973, she officially opened the iconic Opera House in Sydney Harbour.
I have much pleasure in declaring the Sydney Opera House open.
She attended the Commonwealth Games in Brisbane and Melbourne. As the sun set on the first day without the Queen, Australia honours her 70 years of service and gives thanks for her 96 years of life. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.